When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. It's playoffs. Look at this. Look at how nice I'm being to Major League Baseball. Excitement. WNBA playoffs. Excitement. It will not last for long. I am telling you that right now. The Astros immediately sink to 1.5 quadruple. We're fine. I'm happy to have you. It's game time decisions right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. We've got 2 hours to not just preview all of the action tonight, which is one more Major League Baseball game in the postseason that has not started yet, 2 WNBA playoff games and anything else, but follow along with Mets, Brewers, Orioles, Royals, and anything else that comes across our plate tonight. Plus, not only some NFL headlines, the debut of KW's Take 5. We're talking NFL MVP. Bets have been placed, people. Here we go again. Let's get to the Major League Baseball, though, because we have one game that is already in the door here as the postseason has officially began. Of course, yesterday, that incredible doubleheader between the Mets and the Braves that sent both of those teams to the playoffs. And this is how the bracket lines up in the National League. The Mets are in Milwaukee. Atlanta goes to San Diego tonight. The Phils and the Dodgers will be waiting. Flip it here. You don't see me do that turn a lot. Guardians and Yanks are waiting. Tigers are already up in a game in this series. The Orioles and the Royals are live right now. Tarik Skubal, who goes out there, another incredible game. Scoreless baseball for him. It was the bullpen who gave up one late. But I got to tell you, as Detroit wins that game 3-1, it feels like, and again, I know it was the Skubal game, I think the Astros might have missed their chance here as Detroit. I want to get eyes on what they are just to win this series. Maybe I'll bet their money line tomorrow. I'm not sure what to do yet. But I feel like what we know of the Astros, they should be sat here right now and this should read 4-3 final Houston. I think that's what we've grown accustomed to. Couple of base runners on early in that bottom of the ninth inning. Second and third, one out. Bases loaded, two outs. And we didn't see the Astros get the job done. They lose 3-1 to Detroit. Yes, the next two are in their building, but to me, the Astros of old win that game. And especially against a team like the Detroit Tigers, who have now jumped them when we talk about your American League outright odds. Here's where the American League outright odds were before today's games began, and there's been plenty of movement. Now, the Yanks and the Guardians, as they should, they sit up top. Dropping number on the Astros, 7-1 now in the market. Dropping number on Baltimore as well. They're now back at plus 750 as they are currently in game being shut out by the Royals, which is pretty surprising to me. I thought, you know, Cole Reagans is fine. I thought he didn't match his preseason expectations. I thought Baltimore had a decent chance tonight to hit him, though. They have enough power against lefties, and we did not see that play out in that game. So far, at least, for Baltimore, Corbin Burnes is left waiting a lot more. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this market officially settles tonight with what is tracking towards both dogs grabbing the win right now in the opening set of the American League's wild card round. The National League wild card round. Again, one game going right now. That is Mets Brewers. Brew Crew go out there and jump on the Mets. So that's going to shoot their number down a little bit. Dodgers and Phillies, though, are still the head and shoulder favorites when we talk about the National League. And I've made this point a lot, and I'm going to continue to bang the drum on this point. If we break down an NLCS this year, and it's Brewers, Padres, Mets, Braves, or some combination where both the Dodgers and the Phillies are not there, kiss this format goodbye. It's probably going to lead to an expanded format. There is no way we, again, have two teams spend the entire season as the two best teams in a league, and then by the time we get to the Champion Series, they aren't there, the both of them. Last year it happened. The only 100-win teams in the NL were the Dodgers and the Braves, and then the NLCS was the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. Again, one upset, sure. Both, it's become a theme. Does it happen again? Upsets already happening in the American League. It's the wild card round. We'll see how the upsets look here. Now, the one game that has not started yet is Atlanta and San Diego. The tough reality for the Braves is this season of injuries has not stopped. It has been consistent going all the way back to Spencer Strider's first start, where we saw him, unfortunately, blow out his arm and get shut down for the year. Preseason NL Cy Young favorite. And in between that moment and now, there are countless other injuries, right? Especially Ronald Acuna Jr., the preseason NL MVP favorite. But the Braves still get here. And in that process, despite losing the NL Cy Young preseason favorite, they finished the year with the guy who was likely to win NL Cy Young in Chris Sale, who is not available for this series against the Padres. The idea is Chris Sale would go in the doubleheader against the New York Mets if they needed him. They didn't, but they did in game two. Back spasms. Out. Okay, fine. Well, they immediately told us he's not going against San Diego. Even if the Braves can pull off an upset, tonight the Padres are going to throw Michael King. Even if they can pull off an upset, we don't even have certainty that we're going to see Chris Sale once again. All of this helping this Padres number currently at minus 174 to win this series. And the selling point on San Diego, a team that, again, you know, trades Juan Soto in the offseason, but it is still loaded with talent, that roster. We know it is. From Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis in the lineup to Dylan Cease and Musgrove going for that rotation. And the fact that the Padres tonight don't have to go to either one of those guys, but get to go to Michael King, who they acquired in that Juan Soto trade, is such a boost. It is such a boom for San Diego. They are favored to take this game tonight. And if they do, it is their number that will continuously be cut short. For many people, the idea is the Padres, and probably because over the last 2-3 months of baseball, they have the best record, is they are the most dangerous team when you look at the Dodgers and the Phillies in that National League race. So time will tell here. One other note with a lot of the markets that are available heading into the wild card round, we saw plenty of action out there for most home runs, most RBIs, most hits, Ohtani judge markets, if you will. We didn't, at least I didn't, see pitcher markets. I didn't see guys to lead the postseason in strikeouts or postseason in wins. And I wonder if somewhat we're watching the books be a little extra cautious due to the up and down nature of pitchers, or if perhaps the books are just being cautious due to the wild upsets we see in Major League Baseball. yet still willing to throw out the hitting markets because they expect action with Ohtani and Judge up at the top. And it is, it's probably right to bring up that if the favorites hold this year, the World Series would then be one of the most anticipated matchups you could possibly imagine. Yankees-Dodgers is all you need to know from a selling point, quite frankly. And again, that is where the market has the expectations from the favorites within their respective leagues. But when you can then, on top of that, add Ohtani versus Judge, listen, for Major League Baseball, they're fine. They're kind of in there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Groove, the people who love it absolutely love it. But let's not forget that Major League Baseball is still happening right now at a time where the NFL and college football dominate and the NBA is right around the corner. And heck, we're watching WNBA postseason action a lot more, certainly more than ever before. We're going to talk to Coach in just a minute. Man, if this league can get Ohtani, Judge, Yankees, Dodgers, you're talking box office in a completely different realm. Box office, Liberty Aces, we'll talk to Coach about it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We're back with you right here on a Tuesday. Going to clean up some technical issues and get Coach James Young here in just a moment to talk some WNBA playoffs. Really, really big games tonight. The Liberty hold home court in game one. Stewie, incredible performance. A 34-point game against the Las Vegas Aces. They take that one. They, of course, remain championship favorites. That number is even stronger now at minus 130. But we also see the Connecticut Sun upset the Minnesota Lynx. And despite being a dog in game number two, 4.5-point number in favor of Minnesota, the Sun are now the favorites to win that series. If you look, the Sun have not only jumped the Lynx to win the title, they've jumped the Las Vegas Aces as well. It's going to be really interesting if we can see some comebacks happen. The nature, again, of round number one, it's 3-game series, it's best of two, and we saw the 4 teams that we have here all were home and hosting and win 2-0. So we've not seen any comebacks so far. The Connecticut Sun's victory against Minnesota is the only road victory so far in these playoffs. Is there any juice, though, in potentially diving back into the championship market on a Vegas Aces or even a Minnesota Lynx? I think there is some value. I'm not sure I'm going to actually get there. The issue that I'm having is when our bracket was set, I started to think that the New York Liberty were going to have a very good opportunity to win this title. They were, again, if I'm filling out a bracket, they were my pick, right? They match up with Vegas. They take game number one. There isn't much of any reason to jump off that position. But Vegas hasn't gone back to Vegas just yet, right? And again, they handled their business there. And I think if you get into a game five, that favors Vegas. The Aces, a little bit more battle-tested, playing with a little bit more house money, in my opinion. I think Vegas could come back. And if Vegas, even if they would be the road team against the Lynx or the Sun, which they would be, they'll be favored to win the championship if they get through that. On the other side, if you're Minnesota and they pull off the comeback against the Sun, if, let's say, Vegas does the same, you have home court advantage. So there's some temptation there. And the Lynx have matched up very well this season with the New York Liberty. They have. Of all the potential matchups, the Liberty beating the Sun is probably the most confident result I would have to you. But that's what makes me interested in Vegas at plus 500 or the Minnesota Lynx at a plus 550 number. Those are really, really tempting and interesting options that we have out in the market right now. We get to tonight's game, the Liberty, a four-point favorite. Listed total right now for this one is 164.5. Breonna Stewart's prop for this game is 21.5, as, again, she was the star, but it's Aja Wilson's 23.5 that does catch my attention. A portion of it is a little bit narrative-y, which is sometimes half you... Narratives you always want to be cautious about, but also, it is relevant to the very best players in the world. Take this from somebody who is the biggest LeBron fan. Well, one of the biggest you'll find, but somebody who then understands what that means from LeBron game to game to game, right? About when you can expect him to answer the bell, right? If you're Aja, who needs to answer the bell after that performance, right? You ask yourself, and again, she's had a solid postseason. Her last two games, she's shooting above 50%, but she's not shooting as frequently, right? And she's not getting to the line as frequently, which is one of the big things as well when you compare her in-season statistics to her current postseason statistics. And it's also when you can buy low on the best. And that's what you have a chance to do here tonight with Aja Wilson and her number. When you look at that number checking in now at 23.5 for Aja, think about the regular season record that she set with the 26.9 average. You have this chance to buy low, and that's what gets very interesting to me. And I've played Aja Wilson unders this year when she's matched up with the Liberty, but in the two regular season games, she scored 21 and 24. So now tonight getting 23.5, I think you can look to that bounce back for Wilson, who might look to shoot the most shots she has so far in this postseason. I think it's absolutely worth a look on that 23.5. If you look in the games last year against the Liberty in the finals, she rotated, if you would, going over a would-be number of 23.5. 19 game one, 26 game two, 16 game three, and then 24 in that closeout. As far as the game between Minnesota and Connecticut here, the Lynx are a 4.5-point favorite. The total for this one is 152.5, which is interesting that there's not a lot of change on that number game over game. I look at the game number one box score, though, and what stands out to me is the degree that which the Connecticut Sun were able to win the three-point battle, and the Lynx have been a great three-point shooting team this year. They were able to win the three-point battle, but they weren't able to really extend on Minnesota. In fact, they needed to pull off a comeback in that fourth quarter to win that basketball game. I tend to think that this Minnesota Lynx team now can have a bounce-back offensive game. The tricky nature is, again, it does look like the books are expecting that, or at minimum, the books are taking action in that direction. This game, this total is shooting up game over game, up from 151.5, now checking in at 153.5. A Lynx team total is something that I would consider, but perhaps the best way to attack would just be laying those 4.5 points here, where I think with the opening round, there were bigger gaps within every single matchup, right? What we have here in this Final Four are the four teams that were the four best teams in the WNBA all season long, right? And I think that means you have more parity. And again, the Suns showed that with their upset in game number one. But I don't think it means that the Minnesota Lynx are all of a sudden going to be ran out of the gym here by Connecticut. And again, Connecticut is not really capable of running a team out of the gym. That's just not who they are. Before we hit this commercial break, just some live updates on the baseball board here. The Mets took the lead back on the Milwaukee Brewers. Jesse Winker with a two-run triple and then was scored on a sac fly by Starling Marte. They now lead 3-2 in that baseball game in the top of the third. And for the Orioles, their final chance at scoring against Kansas City is around the corner as they still trail 1-0. We'll give you the updates. We're back with you here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome in. We're live with you right here. It's Game Time Decisions. Unfortunately, weren't able to get Coach in the mix there, but we do have NFL insider Adam Kaplan. And Cap, we had some big news that broke earlier today around Las Vegas. Devontae Adams has requested a trade. There was some social media stuff that maybe played a factor into this. What are you hearing around the situation?
Yes, yeah, so Kevin, it's funny. So I just started working, and you and I will be together on Sunday for Pro Football Today. I got a tip earlier on Tuesday that something might be brewing here, and keep an eye on the Raiders and Devontae Adams, where they could be traded by the trade deadline, which, by the way, is Tuesday, November 5th. So you're talking about 5 weeks from today. And then you just mentioned the story breaks and the craziness of Antonio Pierce, a active head coach, Adams head coach for the Raiders, favoring a tweet on X about the potential of Adams being traded. Like, I was like, did this really happen? So listen, Kevin, you had asked me, as you often do, when there's stuff behind the scenes, you ask me what I know and what I'm hearing. You would ask me, I do remember this, and I was told there's no way, the Raiders told me they're not actually asking this, because Josh McDaniels and what happened last year, and McDaniels got fired, what were they going to do with Adams? And you would ask me in the spring, what are they going to do? And I was told flat out they're not trading him. Yep. Because they're trying to get off to a good start. They don't have anyone, by the way, who could replace Adams. But the situation to move this forward here has gotten to be not good, is the best way to say it, that they're ready to move him. I'd be surprised if he's a Raider by November 5th, by 4 p.m. Eastern, by the way. I'd be very surprised. I'm not ruling anything out. But when you have two sides that seem to be done with each other, although I would tell you, Adams, someone who knows him, told me, despite all the speculation with him and Josh McDaniels, he didn't want to be traded last year. Remember, he's from the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a bizarre situation. We just mentioned Antonio Pierce. There are 2-2, by the way. The Chiefs have problems at wide receiver, ironically. No, I'm not suggesting he's going to be traded in division to their arch rival. That would make Al Davis turn over in his grave. But it's just it's really odd. This early, week four, really? Yep, it happened. And it is happening.
You know, Cap, it's funny. We didn't get the chance to talk on Sunday, but I was going to ask you about Devontae Adams because there was a report that was put out that was really odd. That was essentially, hey, the Raiders are not trading Devontae Adams. And you know, sometimes it's like nobody asked. Why are you're defending something that people weren't asking? And for me, it set the antennas off. You know, I like the drama and the controversy anyway, Cap. Yeah. So it seemed like there was already some smoke leaving the house. Obviously, the whole thing is on fire right now.
Here's what happened. After the Carolina game, a bad loss at home where Andy Dalton went off against them in Vegas a couple weeks ago. Remember, Pierce did say a couple guys made some business decisions.
Yeah,
it had been speculated that it might be Adams. That's probably, I didn't see the report, but I understand. You know, when I put stuff out on players and situations, it's when I know there's something going on that's not good and keep an eye on. For like when Washington was trying to trade Jahan Dotson, I was told flat out he would not be a Commander this season. One way that they're going to move him. Don't know if they would have cut him, but they didn't care that they traded with the Eagles. They weren't worried about it. They didn't think he could really help them. And right now, Dotson has not really helped the Eagles very much, though they need him. But Adams, let's move this forward here. For him to be traded, you could expect teams that are competing to win a division, to be a playoff team, to make a run to the Super Bowl, will be interested. He is 31 years old. His salary, Kevin, is just under $17 million. He's making just under, sounds crazy, $1 million a week, and it would be prorated by the amount of weeks that are left. Now, after the season, it would have to be redone. He's making over $35 million. No team's taking that cash. He'll just have to redo it after the season. But if you're trying to win a Super Bowl or make a run to the playoffs, like the Steelers, by the way, Ben Jefferson had a great training camp, hasn't done anything. Roman Wilson, as I reported a month ago, has a high ankle sprain. He hasn't contributed. He's been inactive. He's just not contributing. So that you have to keep an eye on them. The Buffalo Bills, they had a bad loss. I know they've kind of overachieved at the receiver spot. They need a veteran badly. But again, I don't see him going, for the record, to the Chiefs. I know people are going to start speculating. I'd be shocked if that happened.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, though, Cap, and I think what we could all agree on, is Devontae Adams is a guy, wherever he lands, whether it should or shouldn't, it's going to move the market. If he ends up with Buffalo, with the Jets, wherever it is, this guy's still going to be a market mover. We know that. And that's why this is such a big piece of news. Hassan Reddick, for example, and I know you know the talent really well, but if he ends up going somewhere, there's no guarantee it moves the market because it's not as flashy of a name. This is going to be a really important one for us to keep eyes on, Cap.
Yeah, and very quickly, yes, and Adams with the Jets, because they tried to trade for him. They didn't get it done before. So, yeah, obviously in the Rodgers connection, though, you're absolutely right. And, of course, the former offensive coordinator is now with the Jets.
Yeah.
You got to look at that.
All stuff we're going to be keeping our eyes on. NFL insider Adam Kaplan here on Game Time Decisions. Orioles trying to strike. We'll update you next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back to right here. Game Time Decisions. Trying to watch the close here in Baltimore. The Orioles, my preseason World Series pick, are down to their final strike of game number one against the Royals. I'm not going to do the overreaction thing, but also the two favorites today have so far combined for a run. I don't know. That's not really great. Not really, you know, this next person we're going to talk to, the king of sell me something. I think right now it might be applicable in terms of getting me to watch the rest of the Major League Baseball postseason. Mike Blewett is in the house. How we feeling, Mike?
Good. Hear me out, Kev. On the rest of the Major League Baseball playoffs, even the teams that finished at the top of these divisions had many, many flaws. I expect this one to be wide open, and it's just one game. What are you worried about?
Well, they can only lose one more, and then they'll be done.
Nature of the sport.
Right. Certainly so. I mean, also, listen, I had a 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5. Little team total parlay, Mike. We didn't make it to game two. And it looks like it wouldn't have mattered even if we did make it to game two. But again, that's how it goes. But we're joined here with Mike Blewett again. You can catch him leading our in-game live coverage in the 1 o'clock window on Sundays. And Mike, there was a lot happening, we know, in that window. And there's a lot of different things I want to ask you about. But the first was what I thought the maybe best performance in a loss award that would belong to Justin Fields. I think I would potentially argue that what Fields did in a loss was more important than anything he's done in the first three wins of Pittsburgh's season. And today we found out that Russ is healthy, but Fields is keeping the job. What do you make of that decision made by Mike Tomlin and the Steelers?
You and I have gone over this in a variety of different ways, going back to April or whenever it was that Russ was announced the starter. Seemingly for no reason. He hadn't proven anything to this organization. So it's a bummer that Russ got hurt, especially in the way that he did for him personally, but the Steelers don't really owe him anything. And I think they do owe it to Justin Fields to let him ride this out. They are 3-1. He certainly played better in the second half of the last two games than those first two games. It's not like they're putting up tons of points, but again, they were down 17-0. came back, had a chance to potentially win. Unfortunately, a turnover by Fields, a fumble, created sort of a hurt their momentum in the comeback. But a pretty good game in Indianapolis. I thought both teams scored more points than we anticipated. And I like the fact that they're going with Fields. They still, though, you would agree, need to round out this offense a little bit more. I like Freiermuth getting involved more. Pickens is clearly the guy they want to be the big play guy. And Austin is developing into somebody that maybe can have a few explosive plays here or there. Do they have a really strong possession guy at the moment? I would say no, and they need to develop that somehow.
Well, I know that there's a wide receiver hitting the market, Mike, and I believe Cordell Patterson. Listen, I'll be honest, if I'm Pittsburgh, I don't know if that's the guy leading my recruiting charge, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. Steelers interested in Devontae Adams. It doesn't have to be Pittsburgh specific, but what do you make of the Devontae situation, and is there a team that you think is a perfect or ideal landing spot for him?
Well, certainly anybody would be happy to have him, right? The Chiefs have lost two huge weapons in Rice and Hollywood Brown. The Steelers were previously searching for someone like Brandon Ayuk. I'd say the Patriots are probably out of this market, even though they were in the Ayuk market. Adams is going to be looking for a team that he can make an impact with on a road to winning a championship. I'd go back to Thursday when he pulled his hamstring and he ended up not being able to compete in the game on Sunday. But what was fascinating to it, and you and I have watched this league long enough to know that he pulls his hamstring in practice on Thursday on the West Coast. And by Saturday morning, we have Devontae Adams trade rumors. So not even 48 hours. And I was speaking with Joe Ranieri on the show live the other day. And that generally is the work of an agent or a team putting a story out there to get feelers for that particular player. If you had me lean one way or the other, I think it might have been an agent move, but it's clear that at this point, the marriage has perhaps soured to some extent. I don't know how toxic it is, but it doesn't feel like they're going to be partners for too much longer, but the Raiders should get something significant for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think the early reports, second round pick, and, you know, a couple of other add-ons there, yeah. I think a team like the Buffalo Bills should make that phone call. I think the New England Patriots might make that phone call. I know they're bad. It's not about contending this year, but it's the same reason they were interested in Ayuk. It's just an attempt to put more talent in that building. Devontae Adams, whoever acquires him this season, will likely be on that football team the following season. So I think there's a slew of teams that are calling the Vegas Raiders, trying to see if they can acquire Devontae Adams here. Mike, you know, we mentioned with Justin Fields and what he's been able to do in Pittsburgh, and maybe there's this idea, you know, quarterback, eventually, if they land in the right spot, great things can happen. And for a while, you've been trying to tell me that that was the case with Sam Darnold, which I would always beg you to please stop saying that because it's ridiculous. Well, now Sam Darnold has top five league MVP odds and the Minnesota Vikings are 4-0. What level of buy-in do you have on this Minnesota team right now?
It should be noted that the redheaded quarterbacks, my brethren, are thriving right now, Kev. Sam Darnold, Andy Dalton, Will Levis. We took a little bit of a hit last night, but we are thriving as a community in the NFL and obviously on this network. So my thoughts on the Vikings are that I was really impressed, obviously. Darnold's been so efficient, incredibly efficient, right at the top of the league in QB rating and right there for QBR. They are utilizing the turnovers. I think Flores and the defense have been talked about some, but it is clearly creating opportunities in short fields for Darnold so that it can be as efficient as he is. I know the score got tight the other day, and perhaps they didn't play their cleanest second half, but they were utilizing clock in order to bleed that game until the very end. And perhaps without a key turnover by Love, there would have been an opportunity for the Packers to come all the way back. But kudos to the Vikings. I think Darnold's playing really well. What we are seeing, what's great about this offense and Darnold in it, is the number of weapons that he has. We all know about Justin Jefferson, but Jordan Addison, for the second year in a row, is proving that he is a huge touchdown scorer and an impact player. He ran one in. He's scoring receiving touchdowns. Jalen Naylor had the muff punt the other day, but he's proven to be an asset while Addison was out earlier in the year. So they don't even have Hockenson at the moment. So when you start to add up what all of these weapons together can mean, you know, we look at rosters all off season, and I bet you to some extent the Vikings roster was dismissed. And when we see it in action, it never should have been.
This team's currently, Mike, the favorite to be the number one seed in the NFC. Not by a lot, plus 290 compared to Detroit's plus 440. But I think it speaks volumes that the market is feeling like it has no choice to buy in a major way and adjust the outlook on them. And it's happened in the coach of the year market as well. Mike, Kevin O'Connell down to plus 195. I think he's the rightful favorite. I will say that still feels a little too strong for me, though, 4 weeks into the season.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that we're always going to get outsized reactions in these first couple of weeks of the season. But when you look ahead, they have a Jets team that's in disarray right now. They get to play them in London, and then they have a bye week. And then they play the Lions at home coming out of the bye week. So even though there are some tough opponents, we thought on the schedule, they've gotten through all of them so far. They have an advantage with momentum going in.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
To this Jets game, and they have an advantage with a bye week before they play their divisional rival. So if the Vikings are 6-0, it probably won't surprise anybody, and maybe these odds start to look even sharper as we get a couple of weeks out.
It would surprise me, but to your point, the way things are lining up, they're favored against the Jets, and if they're favored against the Lions, it shows a lot, again, the respect they've gained. Appreciate Mike Blewett stopping by with us here on Game Time Decisions. We'll turn it over to Joe Maddon next on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back at the right here. It is Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you. We have gone final in Baltimore. The Royals 1-0. So, again, Astros and Orioles today combined for one run, which is pretty incredible to see there. I know baseball's the postseasons can get low scoring. The Mets and the Brewers, I mean, it basically looks like an old-school Big 12 game comparatively with that 3-2 score right now in the bottom of the fourth. We do have one more baseball game remaining to help us break that down. It is none other than Joe Maddon, the Padres and the Braves tonight. Joe, excited to get involved with it.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this matchup between the Padres and the Braves. And you look here at the Atlanta Braves, and I think they've almost thrown in the towel before going out here tonight. We know they had to play that doubleheader yesterday, and it took a lot out of this team. They are starting Smith Solver here in this matchup. And I think there is no even thinking twice about taking the San Diego Padres. I think the San Diego Padres, Kevin, have the ability to go all the way this season in the playoffs. And I'm looking for them to start here with a big dominant win. I'm laying the 1.5 on the run line with them tonight. That's coming in at plus 135. But I'm not afraid to alt this number. I think you can lay 2.5 runs with them. That's coming in at plus 190. I think they get a huge dominant win. We have King coming out here and getting the start for the Padres. And I love what we've seen out of him. He's got that ability to get those strikeouts on the board as well. You can take him over the 5.5 strikeouts. You're going to have to lay a little bit of juice over the 5.5 strikeouts. It's coming in at minus 126. But you look at his ability to get those strikeouts, especially as of late. And I think this Atlanta Braves team is going to be absolutely exhausted after yesterday. So I'm high here on the Padres, Kevin. I think this is a phenomenal team. They have the bats. I'm going to look at Tatis for the anytime home run. That's coming in at plus 390.
Joe, I'm curious with the fact that the Braves are throwing a pitcher in this one, in Smith Shawver, who we've only seen once go for Atlanta. And I know you're on the Padres in this game, but do you worry at all about their offense in this matchup, knowing that there are no real reps for them to go off of against the youngster for the Braves?
You have to worry about what the offense is going to come out and do, because this offense has to be able to win them that game. But you look at King here and how strong he has been for the Padres, Kevin, and I do count on him to be able to limit the bats. And the Padres have a strong lineup as well. So I expect for them to be able to go run for run if we do see the Atlanta Braves start to get those runs on the board. Looking at King, he's a 13-9 on the season with a 2.95 ERA. Home ERA, those home splits, 4-5 at home with a 3.32. We need the best out of King in this one. I think this is going to be a series where, you know, the Atlanta Braves get swept. I think the San Diego Padres sweep them here, and I think there's no other way I can take it. So I just think this is going to be a struggle for them. They work so hard to get into the postseason, but for me, I just can't back them, Kevin.
All right, now, Joe, I'm just curious. We have one game currently going right now. We have two that have already finished up here. Are there any big picture items that you're looking at with Major League Baseball? Any futures or things like that that you're looking to be rooting on?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually shocked that the Tigers were able to beat the Astros today. Screwball coming out and getting the start. I do think the Astros, at the end of the day, with their experience, come out and win that series, Kevin. And I hate to say it because I'm a huge buyer in the underdog, and I love what the Detroit Tigers have been able to do down the stretch. But I think this is going to be the toughest battle for them. I think the Astros take game two, and game three is a tight battle out there. I hope the Tigers get it, but I did bet the Astros in three. Between the Orioles and the Royals, again, another shocker here with the Royals getting that 1-0 win today. I do think the Orioles are a team that are phenomenally strong. I took them to take it in three as well. It's juicy at -162. I believe that number's coming in at. So you got to lay some juice. I put it kind of in a parlay piece. But I look at the Royals here. They have great pitching with Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans. But other than that, it's, you know, Walker and Singer. I think you look at the Orioles, Corbin Burns and Zach Eflin. They've got such a powerful 1-2 punch out there. I do think the Orioles are the team to take this series. But again, with the Kansas City Royals getting that first game, the Orioles will have to answer back. They've got the offense, so you know how strong Gunnar Henderson has been. I ultimately think it is the Orioles versus the Astros, because I think the Baltimore Orioles get past the Yankees. I look at the Yankees, Kevin, and this has been the struggle all season. You look at them, they have Aaron Judge and Soto out there. The guys behind them really need to step up, and we just haven't been seeing that step up with the guys behind them. And now Gerrit Cole I can trust for pitching. But then you look at Carlos Rodon, and Carlos Rodon has had his struggles out there. He allows those home runs to come in, and they're going to be facing hopefully a Baltimore Orioles team that, you know, is so powerful and can get those home runs on the board. Now, if it is the Royals that move through, you know what, Bobby Witt Jr. as well has that power to get those runs. I just think it will be the Orioles here, and they will be able to capitalize on the weaknesses there of the Yankees, Kevin.
You know, I think, again, Joe, I've made this point, and we'll see who advances, and for me, it's more in the NL, I think, than the AL this season, though it's somewhat applicable. We don't need to have Yankees-Dodgers or Yankees-Phillies or Guardians-Dodgers, but if we get to these championship series and three out of the four are wild card teams, I really believe that baseball has to change their format. Again, the bye does not have to mean you automatically are in your championship series. But at that point, the sample size will be too large to ignore that it's a negative for these teams. The Yankees have spent all year at the top of the American League. So have the Guardians. The Phillies in the National League, the Dodgers in the National League. That is what we've seen. And if we end up breaking down Tigers and Royals and Padres and Mets, that is just too much overwhelming evidence that a shift would need to be made. And I think ultimately for baseball, they won't be scared to make it, because the shift is just adding two teams in each league, 16 of 30 make it, no more buys, embrace what the NBA does. You're going to get home revenue again for these teams. They'll love it anyway. the Twins and the Diamondbacks would have been in this year, and they'll be all over the moon. Now, with Major League Baseball nearing its close, some leagues are nearing its open. This Friday, the NHL begins. Joe Maddon has you covered in the futures market. Get her picks next right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got a sprint here. We got Joe Maddon with us, and we have a lot of NHL futures to get to. Joe, let's get into some of the team-specific ones that you're looking at. Who are some teams that you think could have good seasons and maybe get through their point totals?
There is a bunch of teams that I'm really high on, and some of the teams that are off the radar for a lot of people, starting off with the Buffalo Sabres. You look at their goaltender here, Lankinen, and he was absolutely phenomenal last season. He had a 910 save percentage, Kevin, and a goals against average of 2.57. When we look at the problems with the Sabres last season, it was they just weren't able to get enough goals on the board to get those wins. They're only averaging 2.98 goals per game. It's just not enough in today's age. They've added players here, and I do think this is going to be a fast offense out there on the ice with the additions they've made. So I've taken the Buffalo Sabres over 87.5 points for this upcoming season. That's coming in at right around the minus 111. And then I've taken them to make the playoffs at plus 158. They're in the Atlantic Division. I think this team has every ability, and I think a lot of people will be sleeping on them. I'm also looking at the Ottawa Senators here to make the playoffs. They're coming in at plus 100 and over 92.5 points at minus 111. You look at the Ottawa Senators, and they have Omark now as their goaltender from the Boston Bruins. I'm confident in this team with solid goaltending, with these offensive weapons like Brady Tkachuk, to be able to go over that number. Now, it's a lot to ask, because 92.5 points last season, they came in with 78 points, but Kevin, this team with Omark in goal will have so much more power out there for them. And then I'm going to look at the New Jersey Devils. I'm so high on the New Jersey Devils, Kevin, this upcoming season. I do think they're worth a look to take it all. They're now coming in third to take the Stanley Cup at plus 1,100 behind the Oilers, who are the favorite at plus 850, and the Florida Panthers, who won last year, at plus 1,000. Now, I think both of those teams are going to have fantastic seasons, but I love what this Devils team has done. You've got Sheldon Keefe now, the head coach of this team, and Jacob Markstrom from my Calgary Flames will be in goal. You look at this offense, they have star power up and down the roster, young, fast, talented team, Kevin. So the New Jersey Devils, over 101.5 points, that's coming in at minus 111. This team is definitely the team to watch.
All right, interesting stuff with a few of those overs. What about some awards or player-based wagers here, Joe, that you're looking to get involved with before the NHL season gets underway?
Yeah, there's so many great different props you can bet over on FanDuel, Kevin. I was getting so excited. I'm like a kid in the candy store when I start going over all these props, and it's really hard not to fill my basket completely full. But I've got a couple for you guys that I really like here. We know Alex Ovechkin is chasing Wayne Gretzky's point record, and I do think it's worth a shot at plus 1,000 for him to score 42 goals on this season. He only had 31 last season, but I think he can come out nice and strong. Looking at the Washington Capitals schedule, I think there's an opportunity for him to do so. So I'm going to take OV for 42 plus goals, and that will break the goal record there of Wayne Gretzky if he's able to hit it. Now, another one is Nathan MacKinnon. He plays with the Colorado Avalanche. When you look at Nathan MacKinnon with the Colorado Avalanche, due to injuries and just other things that have happened during the offseason with players moving, this team doesn't have a lot of depth behind him. Nathan MacKinnon is one of the most competitive hockey players out there in today's age. And I do think looking at him to record a hat trick or more in the first 10 games of the season makes absolute sense. It's coming in at plus 400. Now you look at some of these matchups and they're going to be harder. He faces Vegas, the Columbus Blue Jackets, and the New York Islanders and the Bruins. But then you go into the Ducks, the Sharks, the Kraken, Utah, the Senators, which will be hard, but then the Chicago Blackhawks. I think there's an opportunity in one of those 10 games for Nathan MacKinnon to put that hat trick on the board. You know he's going to come out fast. And then the other player everyone's talking about, I want to see how he comes out this season, Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid to record 140-plus regular season points, Kevin. It's plus 280. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder. We know the Stanley Cup Finals did not go the way he wanted, and I think he's going to be absolute fire this season. Heaven help anyone trying to stop Connor McDavid out there. Those defensive players are going to have their hands full. He had 132 points last season, 153 the season before. He's going to be hungry to hit 140.
Yeah, I, you know, and Joe, a lot of great breakdowns. One thing I wanted to look into, because I remember last year, of course, a big year for McDavid, a lot of eyes on Connor Bedard. 79.5 is his season point total. If he's as good as McDavid or in that range, McDavid had a 100-point season his sophomore year. Bedard's season-long number is 79.5. Joe, we appreciate it so much. Up next, the debut, AW's Take 5 NFL MVP edition.